Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
Some years ago, a member of the parish asked me how I had gotten involved as worship leader, lay preacher, and eventually junior warden. I really couldn't give a clear answer at the time. The whole situation had seemed to just evolve. As I reflected on it, I realized the answer to that question. How did I get involved? Someone asked me to. Next week, we will hold our annual meeting, and there will be new people on the vestry, people who will serve in these important roles because they said yes when they were asked. In today's gospel reading, we hear the calling of Andrew, Simon Peter, James, and John. The story is very straightforward and seems to indicate little reflection on their part. Here they are, minding their own business, fishing, and Jesus comes along with his message. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Repent and believe in the good news. Metanoite, the Greek word that repent is translated from, is a bit more nuanced than our present day meaning of repent. It means to change one's mind or purpose. And that is precisely what Andrew, Peter, James, and John did upon hearing Jesus's call. Jesus invited them to change their minds, to change their thinking and the relationship with God. And they responded immediately. They turned from their previous way of life and immediately followed. We hear of a similar change of mind, a change of purpose, in the reading from Jonah. We know that Jonah really did not want to go to Nineveh. And yet in today's reading, he goes. And the people of Nineveh respond to his prophecy. They repent. And God changed his mind about the calamity that he said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. There's an awful lot of mind changing going on in that relatively short reading. Tomorrow, the church remembers the conversion of St. Paul. Again, a pretty dramatic change of mind, change of purpose. The events of the past few weeks, the past few months, the past year, certainly prompt us to rethink things. In just about every aspect of our lives, the pandemic has changed the way we do things. But has it changed the way we think about things? Are we just doing things differently until we can go back to normal? Or can we have a change of mind, a paradigm shift, concerning how we view things? Because of the incredible need in the past year, there is much greater awareness of food insecurity and a greater focus on dealing with it. We are always aware of food drives around the holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Since last March, there has been a year-round awareness of the problem, and the community has responded. Do we want to go back to a normal when we only really think about these things during the holidays? Perhaps this is one small example of an opportunity to repent, to change our minds, to change our purpose, and to live out our belief in the good news. Our psalm this morning begins, "For God alone, my soul in silence waits." My soul in silence waits. I like the idea of waiting in silence. I'm not usually one to stand up to volunteer. In fact, I relate more to Jonah than to Andrew, Peter, James, and John. I'm not one to jump into things immediately. I really prefer to avoid conflict. I'm a terrible procrastinator. And I'm usually filled with a doubt that I could adequately complete the task. Perhaps some of you also, for whatever reason, can relate with Jonah and his reluctance. But Jesus calls us to follow him, whether we think we can succeed or not. Just as he called Peter, who would deny him. Just as God called Jonah, who hopped on a boat to Tarshish. Just as he called Saul on the road to Damascus, on his way to round up any Christians he could find there. Many, many years ago, I did some basketball officiating. I was at one game when I found myself lead official on a fast break involving two players. One was the undisputed star of the team. The other player was usually on the bench, not very athletic, the type who is always picked last to be on a team. The star was dribbling down the court at full speed, and the other player was running a little ahead, and I could hear under their breath, "Please don't pass it to me. Please don't pass it to me." Well, of course, the star player, knowing full well what would probably happen, passed the ball rather than taking the easy layup. And the outcome, predictably, did not result in a score. And so it may be with us. Last week's anthem asked the question, "Have you heard God's voice? Has your heart been stirred? Are you still prepared to follow?" God calls us. He has a plan for us. And even if we don't respond right away, he will not give up. Just ask Jonah. God calls us, knowing full well that we very likely may stumble, drop the ball, procrastinate, possibly even try to run away. And yet we are called, called to repent, called to change the way we think, called to a deeper relationship with God, called to change the way we think about what it means to love, called to a deeper relationship with all God's children, called to believe in and live into the good news. Jesus calls us, "By thy merits, Savior, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thine obedience, serve and love thee best of all." Amen.